It's Morning Edition from WKAR, your NPR station for the Capital Region. I'm Scott Pohl. More than 2 million children live in Michigan. Their health, education, and overall well-being depends largely on where in this state they live. Each year, a team of researchers takes a snapshot of their quality of life. The 2018 Kids Count data book is out today with a look at how Michigan kids are faring. WKAR education reporter Kevin Lavery joins me now in the studio to talk about this year's findings. Good morning, Kevin.
Good morning, Scott. Thanks for having me.
What exactly is the 2018 Kids Count data book?
It's the product of a national network that pulls together data from a variety of sources. That includes the Census Bureau and state government departments. It's funded by the Annie E. Casey Foundation, which I'll mention is also an NPR underwriter. Here in Michigan, the report is created by the Michigan League for Public Policy, and it uses 16 key indicators to measure a child's economic security, education, health and safety, and family and community life. There are many partner agencies all across the state that are studying these issues and crunching the numbers.
What have past studies revealed about our children's lives, particularly in the Capital Region?
Well, first you have to know that the 2018 report looks mainly at 2016 data. That's the most recent calendar year for which there is complete information. Also, this report compares new figures with 2010. The authors see that as the first year after the Great Recession, so they use that as a baseline. So that said, we have seen Michigan's child population decline by almost 6% since 2010, and also we're seeing a drop in childhood poverty rates across the state. That is down more than 11% since 2010. So looking at these latest figures in terms of overall child well-being, the best place to live in Michigan is Livingston County, right here in our region. The worst is Lake County in the western part of the state. There, the poverty rate is over 40%. And by the way, Clinton County made the top five. They're tied for second place with Ottawa County. Eaton County comes in at number 21, and Ingham County is in the middle at number 40.
Okay, Kevin, what about education? That's going to be the main focus of your reporting over the next year.
Absolutely, and the numbers are not good, Scott. One of the biggest benchmarks is reading proficiency, and that is first measured in the third grade. Just under 56% of Michigan third graders are not reading at their grade level. That number has been steadily increasing. It was 50% in 2016. It was 54% last year. This is very troubling news for Michigan, which is really struggling to turn itself around. Last year's National Kids Count data book ranked Michigan 41st in the country for education. There is a glimmer of hope, though. Last week, the National Assessment of Educational Progress report showed that Michigan is improving in 4th and 8th grade reading and math. Still, though, we are in the bottom half of the country, and this is really a challenge for a state that has declared that it's aiming to be a top 10 education state within 10 years.
So what happens now with this data? How will it be used?
Well, the Michigan League for Public Policy doesn't actually make public policy. They're just there to be an advisor. But they are hoping state lawmakers, who are now beginning to work through the details of Governor Snyder's 2019 budget, will put some funding behind the things that they feel could fix the problem. In terms of education, this includes establishing a state-funded three-year-old preschool program. The league says that we are one of just a few states that doesn't do that. It goes back even farther, too, to ensuring that women have good prenatal care and then afterwards accessible, affordable child care. And just one last point about this, Scott. Starting in the 2019 school year, a new law requires all Michigan third graders who score below par on the English Language Arts portion of the MSTUP standardized test will have to repeat the third grade. School districts are trying to get extra help in place for teachers, for the students, and for parents, and they are very closely watching the results of this year's MSTUP, which begins just 2 weeks from now. That will be a big indicator of what classroom sizes might look like going forward.
Where can people find out about the 2018 Kids Count data book, Kevin?
Sure, just go to our website, WKAR.org. Then scroll down to the WKAR News section, and there you'll find the full Kids Count report, plus some charts that explain reading proficiency numbers and preschool enrollment and poverty data pertaining to children of color in Michigan.
Okay, that's WKAR education reporter Kevin Lavery. Look for his stories on the air and online every Tuesday. Thanks, Kevin.
My pleasure, Scott.